The setting of the book, Life of Pi, takes place in late 1900s. I think it's around, maybe the 1960s through the 1980s. And the place, well, it varies, but it starts in India, and then the second part of the book, well, they end, they're in the ocean because their boat sinks. And the mood, you can't really tell the mood that much, because it talks about animals a lot, and there's really not much to, judge for the mood. It's just kind of boring right now. And the characters, my initial impression of Pi, who's the main character, he's studious and really responsible. It doesn't seem like he'd do anything really, rebellious. He does seem trustworthy. He doesn't have the qualities, doesn't rebel or anything or do anything rude. And since he's the narrator, I do think he's trustworthy. For the style, one observation that I made is that there's a lot of facts about animals. And what it does and adds is it gives me, or the readers, lots of information about animals and the dangers that and risks of zookeepers that, that they take to have the animals. If I didn't know this, I would just be, really, really confused with the zoos. And be like, why do they actually have this and everything? My favorite passage is when Pi says, "Fresh aquatic promise of my name." I like this because in Spanish, piscine means pool. So I felt really, really smart when I read it. And I was like, oh, I understand, because piscine means pool. A repeated motif that's emerging is starvation. One example of that is when their father is teaching Pi and his brother Ravi a lesson. He said not to get near the animals and just because they would probably eat him alive. And he told the zookeeper, don't feed RP since he had a goat today. And don't feed him for about 3 to 5 days without food. So he's pretty much starving the animal. This is a large animal. It's a tiger. And when Pi and all the animals are starving on the life raft, they don't have any food. They're starving. They're in the middle of the ocean. And one theme that's recurring in the novel is staying away from danger.